April 21, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Love recognizes beauty. Opening prayer. Father, through your word, please continue to shape my thoughts and desires in ways that enable me to bring you glory. Read Song of Solomon, chapter 4. He. How beautiful you are, my darling. Oh, how beautiful. Your eyes behind your veil are doves. Your hair is like a flock of goats descending from the hills of Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of sheep just shorn, coming up from the washing. Each has its twin. No one of them is alone. Your lips are like a scarlet ribbon. Your mouth is lovely. Your temples behind your veil are like the halves of a pomegranate. Your neck is like the Tower of David, built with courses of stone. On it hang 1,000 shields, all of them shields of warriors. Your breasts are like 2 fawns, like twin fawns of a gazelle, that browse among the lilies. Until the day breaks and the shadows flee, I will go to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of incense. You are altogether beautiful, my darling. There is no flaw in you. Come with me from Lebanon, my bride. Come with me from Lebanon. Descend from the crest of Amana, from the top of Senir, the summit of Hermon, from the lion's dens and the mountain haunts of leopards. You have stolen my heart, my sister, my bride. You have stolen my heart with one glance of your eyes, with one jewel of your necklace. How delightful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much more pleasing is your love than wine, and the fragrance of your perfume more than any spice. Your lips drop sweetness as the honeycomb, my bride. Milk and honey are under your tongue. The fragrance of your garments is like the fragrance of Lebanon. You are a garden locked up, my sister, my bride. You are a spring enclosed, a sealed fountain. Your plants are an orchard of pomegranates, with choice fruits, with henna and nard, nard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with every kind of incense tree, with myrrh and aloes and all the finest spices. You are a garden fountain, a well of flowing water streaming down from Lebanon. She. Awake, north wind, and come, south wind. Blow on my garden, that its fragrance may spread everywhere. Let my beloved come into his garden and taste its choice fruits. Reflect. Take time to reflect on the fact that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and you are beautiful in the eyes of God. Having heard how the woman loves the man with unbridled adoration, we now read what the man thinks. Like the woman, he is infatuated with his lover, and he shows this by articulating why he finds her so beautiful. Verses 1 through 7 form an independent poem, describing the woman's beauty. The empathic force of the poem is shown by the repeated use of the word beautiful, bookending a series of formulaic similes where different body parts are praised. The man compares each physical attribute to something of beauty in nature and beyond, to emphasize how wonderful he thinks the woman is. The man delights in the beauty of the woman. The passage culminates in the exhortation in verse 8, where the woman is invited to come away with the man. The recognition of beauty leads the man to action. He desires to be with the woman, and his affection is shown by his repeated references to her as his bride throughout the rest of the chapter, a formalization of the relationship that we have not seen previously in the poem. In the final part of the chapter, the man compares the woman to a garden in bloom, plentiful and fruitful. there are echoes of the Garden of Eden as we are given a glimpse of perfection. This chapter reminds us of our own intrinsic beauty as intricate creations of our Heavenly Father. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, and God delights in our beauty. Like the man in the poem, God desires to be in relationship with us and offers us that same invitation to come away with me. God takes this invitation further by creating the way for us to be in relationship with Him through the sacrifice of Jesus. He desires us to be purified from the sin that mars the beauty within us. Apply. Reflect on the sins you struggle with. Offer them to God and let Him remind you of your beauty as those sins are forgiven. Closing prayer. Lord God, help me always to see myself as you do, so loved that you sent your Son to die for my sin, so valued that your eye is never taken from me, so cared for that you provide for my every need.